السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Continuing our series on getting to know Allah through the Asma'ul Husna, the beautiful attributive names of Allah. Yesterday we wrapped up our discussion on Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. We explained the difference between the mercy of man and the mercy of Allah. Whatever mercy man has in his heart, or whatever mercy man displays, it comes from Allah. So it's still from the mercy of Allah. Then we explained that when you show mercy as a human, for example, if you give charity, so it's because you feel merciful towards the recipient, there is an outward decrease in your wealth because you have discharged charity. But when it comes to the treasures of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they are absolutely limitless. Then when you display mercy, you have to use the means which has been given to you by Allah. Whether it is your wealth, or whether it is your knowledge, or whether it is your compassion, whatever it is that you're using to display mercy, you're using the bounties of Allah which were given to you in the first place. In short, our mercy is limited, even for our own children, even for those who are dearest to us, whereas Allah's mercy is limitless. We discussed the hadith of a woman who was a prisoner of war, and in the entire chaos, she lost her suckling child and she was running from one end to the other, got the child, found the child and started suckling the child out of, you know, extreme happiness. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the Sahaba a question, do you think that this mother will be willing to throw her child into the fire? And the obvious answer was no. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam highlighted on this occasion the mercy of Allah. Allahu arhamu bi'ibadihi min hadihi biwaladiha. That Allah is more merciful with His servants than this particular mother is with this baby of hers that she's just lost and was then shortly thereafter reunited with. I also mentioned yesterday that the ulama tell us, if you look at the 99 names of Allah, the Asma'ul Husna, there are many names that directly talk about the mercy of Allah, like Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. But there's no name that talks directly about the punishment of Allah. Yes, the Quran talks to us about the punishment of Allah, the power of Allah, the hadith as well. But in terms of the names of Allah, talks about the power of Allah, but nothing that directly denotes the punishment and the anger and the wrath of Allah. The mercy of Allah is such that shaitan on the day of Qiyamah, when he sees the extent of Allah's mercy, he will start to entertain hopes that perhaps even he would get forgiven. But we know that won't happen because he was given ample opportunity. In short, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never ever become despondent of the mercy of Allah. Whether it's forgiveness for your sins, whether it's assistance in terms of your hardship, whether it's loneliness, whether it's solace that you require, no matter what happens. When Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam's difficulty was not doubled but tripled, he was grieving. He said, Innama ashku bathi wa huzni ilallah. I complain about my grief and my pain to Allah. But he told his sons, never become despondent of the mercy of Allah. It's only those who don't believe in Allah. Because if they don't believe in Allah as they ought to believe, they don't understand the extent of Allah's mercy and they become despondent of the mercy of Allah. Today we move on, we discuss the name Al-Malik, the sovereign, the true sovereign, the owner. Al-Malik is that being who is completely independent in his being, in his dhat, and in all of his qualities from everything that is in existence. And everything that is in existence is totally dependent on him. In short, the Quran tells us, Allahu Samad. Allah is independent of anything and everything. And everything and anything is dependent on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now Allah is the true sovereign, He's the true owner. What you and I have is superficial ownership. Superficial ownership. I own this iPad. But I bought it with money that Allah gave me. And that money I earned with the talent which Allah gave me. And the person who designed this iPad designed it with the capacity which Allah gave him. Allah can withdraw it from it any time. It can get broken, it can get stolen no matter what I do. Or I can be taken at any time and I have to leave everything behind. So Allah owns and is the true sovereign of every atom that is in existence. Our ownership is outward, it's superficial, it's for a specific time. You can be a millionaire, billionaire, you can be number one on the Forbes list, but for a fixed duration. After that it comes to an end, it's partial ownership. That's why right in Surah Fatiha, Allah tells us, Maliki Yawmiddin, the sovereign of the day of judgment, the owner of the day of judgment. On that day, all your contacts, all your possessions, all your accumulations, all your investments, everything comes to naught. You own nothing. Everything is in the control of Allah. Allah says, يَوْمَهُمْ بَارِزُونَ. That day they will appear before Allah. لَا يَخْفَى عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْهُمْ شَيْءٍ. Nothing of theirs will be hidden from Allah. And then Allah will say, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. For who is ownership today? لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. For that Allah who is unique and invincible. Even as we are in this dunya, everything belongs to Allah. But Allah has given us an outward ownership, a superficial ownership. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will show the perfection and the complete manner of His ownership. All of humanity and creation will be present, and no one will own anything. Everything will be owned by Allah. All temporary positions, privileges, investments, assets, and ownerships will come to an end. And Allah will ask the rhetorical question, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. Who is the true sovereign today? The only thing that can save you on that day is not even your deeds. It is the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik.